Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to another On The Fence podcast with Alex and
Derek Dan.
We're up and running. So basically, this podcast is late. We're not going to beat around the bush. It's late. And the reason behind that is we have just got our podcast put onto a platform called Acast, which it means that our podcast can go everywhere.
At the same damn time.
At the same time. They can go Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. Actually, not SoundCloud. Anywhere else.
So yeah, everyone that's been like messaging us and me personally saying, "Oh, when are you going to be on Spotify? When are you going to?" There you go.
Yeah.
You know, you asked, asking you shall receive.
We've sorted.
Been given on to you.
We're sorted.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You are absolutely welcome. So today we are talking about: is it okay to stay friends with your ex?
Ooh.
Oh,
do you know what? I'll put it out there. This podcast was triggered by a message that I received from an ex-girlfriend. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have actually seen it. I haven't spoken to ex. That was my first girlfriend. First like proper
whatever.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh shit!
I was like, I lost my virginity to that girl.
Oh no!
Swear
way,
down.
Yes.
Swear.
And then she messaged you on Instagram.
I was 16. I'm going proper innit?
This
very
is
very personal.
We're 2 seconds in. This is deep.
This is very personal.
I love it.
And I haven't spoken to her since I was probably 16.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I ain't spoken to her since.
And she'd seen you on the show and that.
Yeah. Well, no, she hadn't seen it. That's the funniest thing. She hadn't seen it herself.
Oh, man.
The message was that she... Do you know, should I get it out? Should I read it?
Yeah, let's do it. As long as you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, mate, this is an exclusive.
This is for everyone that obviously didn't see my story, because I appreciate a lot of you follow me, but you might not have actually seen what I posted. So let's see what she actually physically messaged me.
I'm not going to say her name, because
I know you guys are going to want to see what my very first girlfriend looked like. And here she is. Right. So it's actually, it became quite a fairly long conversation in the end, but I'll just read the relevant bits. So so it starts off, this is on Friday. So today at work, a couple of the nurses were chatting celebs they fancy, and your name cropped up all of a sudden. And I was like, wait, hold up. I used to date that guy. Super awkward. That you casually went and made yourself famous and I hadn't clocked. Thanks for making me the envy of my half of my workplace. Winky face, clapping emoji, and keep up the good work.
Mate, the clapping emoji.
Yeah, that was the opener before I even replied. So I said,
interesting.
Laughing face emoji, that's so funny. She put 6 years spent training as a surgeon, and the thing that people are most impressed by is that I used to hit that.
She went there, bro.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
She went there.
She, but
Said she hit that. Fair play to her.
Yeah.
Mate, I love that. That's jokes, man, that she just come out of the blue and be like, yo, and all my friends are jealous because I used to bang you and now you're famous.
That's
funny. Yeah, with whatever kind of fame we have. It's a bit weird at the moment.
It is weird.
For me, it's died down massively. I've blended back in. The odd person thinks I'm from the university or whatever, but other than that, Chilling.
I still get stopped though. I got stopped yesterday. I went to Stratford to obviously get a suit
for, nice.
for the event tonight. And
what event are you going to?
The event that I'm going to is, I've got, you know, you don't get invited to no events. You probably notice, you guys, if you do follow me, that I'm really not out that much. And then it's there like buses. It will come at once. So now I've got to get myself to two events in one evening.
Oh,
so
mad.
I'm going to be at the Disney / Hype event this evening. And also the UMAs, the Urban Music Awards as well.
So nice.
I've got to try and make myself in two places.
Two places at once.
Yeah.
Probably on the other side of London as well.
Yeah,
I guess.
I haven't checked where they are. That's not going to be fun.
Anyway, what were you saying before that? Oh, yes, you're in Stratford. You got stopped.
Yeah.
Not by your ex.
Not by my ex, no. But yeah, so I still get stopped a little bit on... It's definitely died down. It's not like so overwhelming like it was before. But I did get a message as well that I saw this morning. It was like, I saw you in Stratford. Oh my God, I was starstruck.
Oh,
was
man.
Like, that's strange. Should have just said hello.
Yeah, if any of you guys see us, just say hello. Like, we're the least... like intimidating people ever. Yeah. Well, actually, Dan is a lot bigger than me, but just come and say what's up, because it's well weird when people are like, message you afterwards, like, oh, I would have come and said, hey, but I was too scared or whatever. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
We're just average people. So I feel like if we were tying this back to exes, I feel like there are two types of ex. Mm. Well, there's two types of ex that I have. Mm-hmm. There's an ex where you just fall out of love and things chill and you just like say, look, it's not working out, let's split up, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then there's the side where it's just like, you fucking mama, and you have an absolute tear up.
Or you cheated on them, or they cheated on you, or something like where there's some sort of disrespect that was that took place, and that's what caused the relationship to end. So yeah, I think you're right. So there's one where you're like, no disrespect is given on either side. It's just kind of like a falling out of love, if you like, or like just, yeah, it just fizzles out or whatever. The click, the connect isn't there, the spark. And then there's the other one that involves disrespect of some kind.
Yeah. And then there's the other one where, like, one party just can't accept it. And they, like, they would rather just cut you out of their life completely. Because that's the hardest thing for me. So my ex, hope she's not listening,
I think she is. I think she is. Because you know what it is for me, yeah? Even if... I feel like if any of my exes went through what I went through, or like they were a little bit more in the public eye, even if I didn't give a shit about them,
I'd listen
and be like,
You'd listen.
Yeah.
Just to see if it ever comes out.
Yeah,
Shit. Okay, well, I'm busted there. But she never spoke to me again after I split up with her, which was madness, because it's like there's no closure. It's just like, boom, that day onwards, like, goodbye.
Who? Closure for her or you? You broke up with her, so you don't need the closure.
Yeah, but like, we'd never chat again and be like, oh, so, it's like, I mean, it's been years now. It's been like 3 years. Being like, how has your life changed? Yeah. What are you doing? Like, are you still alive? You know what I mean? Like, she's not even on social media that much, so I don't
see.
Yeah, and the reason for that is probably because I'm blocked. I'll be honest with you. She probably uses social media like any other person.
Yeah.
But that's only just clicked. I was thinking... She used to use social media a lot before we split up, and now she doesn't use it at all. I just realised.
Like, fuck you, boy.
Blocked. Yeah. So that was like another type, which I wasn't used to at all, because the ones before that were either like, mutual or like tear up. Have you had any messy breakups?
No, not messy ones. I've had a breakup that hit me the worst, and that was the one last year, actually.
Oh.
Massive. This is so personal, this.
And this one's going personal, like, quick, isn't it?
So personal. But messy breakup. No.
Because I feel that surprises me, because you're so direct. Yeah. But I feel like you would just tell it how it is and people might not...
But I'm not disrespectful, I don't think. Yeah, especially when it comes to, like, relationships. Like, I'm very upfront. So I might say something you don't like, but it's true.
To how
I feel.
That's
rather
true.
Than, like, pretend like, oh, yeah, like... and. Do one thing and then behind your back I'm doing something else. Like, I'd rather just tell you, boom, and then you can hate me and think I'm a prick right there and then.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I told you the truth, so.
And have you ever been hit by a girl? This is a weird question.
But once.
I have, yeah. Really, why? Tell us.
So this is the girl that I was in the longest relationship with for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I had my back to her. We were arguing. And that was heated, actually. That breakup wasn't messy, but it was probably the least like amicable breakup. But we're not on bad terms, as far as I know, anyway. She's married and she's got kids now.
Yeah.
We were arguing back and forth. I can't even remember what it was about. I really can't. It's years ago. And to be fair, I half did it on purpose. So she was like walking from the living room to like the dining area.
Yeah.
And between in her house that she used to live in there, she has a set of French doors, like a double set of French doors between the dining room, the living room and the dining area. So she's walking from the living room to the dining area. I saw that she was walking towards the dining area and I stood up and walked really slowly in front of her on purpose.
This is the most ridiculous.
Do you know what
story.
She did? She pushed me as hard as she could.
No way.
I almost went through the doors. I genuinely almost went through the French doors.
Did she shift you? Did you like move?
Oh yeah, she pushed me with all of her might.
Mad.
And I wasn't big back then either. No. I was very skinny. Wasn't difficult to move. But I was the king of petty and I told her dad.
That is so funny.
And her dad was fuming.
Why? That is so funny. I mean, I've been slapped a couple of times, but it's only for making like snidey remarks. Mm. This one time though, this wasn't an ex and nothing to do with an ex. It just reminds me of a time a woman was violent towards me. there were like these proper, I used to cycle down my road to Tesco when I lived at home and I cycled past these chavs and my mate was on the back of my bike on the stump pegs and he threw a custard cream at the chavs as we cycled past. Which is obviously just like,
I think we were
11 or something. And then on the way back, they had like prepared and they'd like picked up stones and like little bricks and stuff. And they just started dashing them at us. And I was like riding, riding my bike. I felt like I was in, like Saving Private Ryan where they're running up the beach and there's like explosions going off left, right and centre. It felt like that. Anyway, that was my 11-year-old chav story.
You're supposed to get slapped.
Yeah. No. I got slapped just for being like
a dickhead.
Dickhead most of the time. You know, like on a night out or something. A couple of times I've seen girls that I used to date with other guys or whatever, and I'd make a snidey remark and get a little love tap.
Do you know what? I don't know. I've got too much pride for that. So even if I see like an ex with a new person and I feel like she's upgraded.
Yeah.
Like the geezer's way better looking than me. Like he's taller than me. He's like better shape. Like the geezer's just got everything going for him.
Yeah.
And he's shitting on my life in every way. I'll just pretend that I don't care. I've got too much pride for you to feel like you one-upped me.
Yeah.
You're already seemingly happy. Do you know one thing I do think is misunderstood a lot of the time is people's personal relationships. Like, yeah. Even though, especially with like the era of Instagram and things like that, it's so easy to make it seem like your life is great.
Yeah.
Your relationship is part of that as well.
Yeah.
It's very easy for you to post a picture with your partner, for instance, and be on the beach. But people don't know that the whole holiday, all you did was argue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mate, and that's pretty much you 100%.
That's the only picture that you've got, which is nice. But everyone's like, oh my God, yeah, I just saw you came back from holiday with your partner. You looked like you had a really good holiday. And you're like, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. And your relationship's on the rocks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're like, there's been plenty of times in my life where shit hits a fan, even though just for ridiculous reasons, on a holiday and you can't go anywhere. You know what I mean? Because you're stuck there.
Yeah.
Like either you're on holiday just you two or you're on holiday like with your family or whatever and then you're just surrounded and it's just so awkward, man.
I've never been on holiday with a girlfriend, but...
Have you ever lived with one?
Kind of, yeah. Well, it wasn't deliberate. Like she just moved in kind of thing. But that's because we spent so much time together. We really enjoyed each other's company and we spent so much time together. So she just kind of just ended up living there. But she didn't officially move in, but she did have a key.
Yeah.
And all of her stuff was at her house. So I guess she did live. But,
okay, yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, you move in now.
It wasn't an official thing.
Yeah.
And then she moved out and you were still together or did you like...
I moved out, I think.
Ah, fair.
I moved out and then she had to move out and then the relationship ended soon after that, to be fair.
Okay, so, that makes sense. It's a good test, I reckon, living 100%. Together.
100%. Maybe it was a relationship of convenience on her side. I don't know.
Ooh. Because I feel that, like, Millie said to me the other day, she's like, we've got to try living together first. And I'm like,
before what?
Wait, so if we don't, if it doesn't work, then it's like done. She's like, yeah. She's like, straight up. She's like, if we can't live together, then there's no point in like. I'm like, hang on a minute. This is your test. It's like the Hunger Games, bro. What are you on about? I didn't even know this test was coming up. That's like, I've got nuts. To start cleaning and stuff and just getting used to it.
Have you got any plans of moving together? Because you're obviously moving out of this place soon.
Yeah, so I'm moving out of my house and we're moving in with my brother, my flatmate. And this was like a thing that I've said from the beginning of every relationship I've had. I've like, always wanted to live with my brother for a bit because that's like, once you grow up, you know what I mean? As soon as you move in with a girl, unless it doesn't go well, obviously you have every intention that it will go well.
That's like,
then it's like, that's
the,
it.
The end, that's for the rest of your life, essentially. That's how it feels. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So I'm trying to like bide some time and get a couple of years even with my brother first, and then obviously undertake this test, whatever the test is, and then crack on. But I think here's a way of positioning this. So tying back to, is it okay to still be friends with your ex? Would you be happy to be dating a girl and for her ex to be knocking around like quite a lot?
That's really interesting.
Like, how would you feel?
Do you know what? Do you know what's quite weird? Yeah, I'm not intimidated by other people's relationships and with other people, but I'm not a very jealous person. And to be quite frank, I want to say no. Like, it wouldn't bother me because at the end of the day, I'm the sort of person, I don't trouble myself with things that I can't control.
Yeah.
If she wants to be friends with him, I don't want to make her life difficult.
Yeah.
Two, if he knows you like that and you've known him for a long time, it probably means you're going to talk to me less, which is not necessarily a bad thing because women do like to talk a lot from my experience.
I mean, even just now, you had to tell somebody to stop messaging you, didn't you?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm going on a podcast, leave me alone. So funny.
Because I feel like the only reason anyone will ever answer that question as, no, it's not okay for them to be friends with ex, is because they feel that they're still a threat.
Yeah.
Somewhat. So they might cheat or they might do this or they might do that. And my answer to that is like, well, if they really want to cheat, they're going to cheat. And if they're clever about it, I would never find out.
Yeah.
So that's not my business. I'm not going to give myself a headache over something that may or may not have happened.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so
that
for me,
makes
I'm
sense.
Just like, yeah, it's fine for my partner to be friends with their ex. That's fine with me.
Because the only thing, one of the things that bothers me, like, is once you get comfortable with it, you're comfortable, it's absolutely fine. But in the uncomfortable stages, in the early days of your relationship, and they're still friends, you're like, this dude or this woman has seen him or her naked.
And they know
and
your
they've
partner
had sex. Yeah. They know them. Yeah. And you're like, it's still early days. I'm not quite through the door yet. And they're still hanging out. And I don't know this about her. I don't know that. Or their parents know them really well or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first time you've got to meet the parents and they're like, oh, how's so-and-so? And you're like, well, I mean,
I'm here now.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Fuck
so
him.
What, how about me? Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I killed him.
Yeah, he's gone. Stuff like that. But I think it's just a time thing, isn't it? I mean,
obviously,
at one point, when does your ex stop being like your ex and just be another bloke or woman? That's a weird one as well.
I wouldn't say I'm friends with any of my exes per se. I don't have any ex-girlfriends that I'm friends with, but I'm on good terms with them. Like, if they, for instance, that girl from years and years ago could hit me up and be like, blah, blah, blah. And we had a catch up. She, like, we spoke about stuff we remembered.
Oh,
and,
sick.
Like, little weird stuff between us. So, and that wasn't strange. But, and any of my exes could really do that. And to be fair, there was another ex that messaged me off the back of me posting that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just remembered.
And that's so funny. Collateral ex.
Yeah, collateral. And can I just say, yeah, because someone messaged me and was like, sounds like you've got a lot of ex-girlfriends. I don't. I think in terms of actual relationships I've been in, I think there's 4 or 5 ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
And I'm 28. So there's really not that many. Yeah. I think it's 4, if I'm honest. I can think of 4.
That's not many for 28, man. Like, I think that, again, this ties back probably to last week or week before, like, when does a girlfriend become a girlfriend? But Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that I don't speak to now who I have been in like sexual relationships with, but I wouldn't say they were my girlfriend at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't actually, none of my girlfriends, ex-girlfriends speak to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on there. I just don't have, not very good at keeping them on board. Keeping them on board at all.
Yeah.
It's like once you're done, they, and it's not for lack of trying. Like I always want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
Like I'm just, yeah, I'm on the fence, you know what I mean? So I'm chill, but they're like, nah, goodbye. Loser.
I feel like I stay in contact with people who want to stay in contact with me. That's it. Those are the only people that stay in my life. Period. Okay. Exes or otherwise, I feel, because I'm quite lazy when it comes to contacting people, I think.
Yeah.
So if you don't message me, probably won't talk.
Oh,
just
shit.
Like, just period. Like, and I'm the same with everyone. Like,
yeah.
the people who are in my life are the people who have, like, fought to be in my life.
Yeah,
like, even
yeah.
at times where I've just not even responded. Like, the people who get the best out of me and get the most love out of me are the people who are so consistent that even when I don't message them, they continue to message me. You know those sort of people?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are people that get the best out of me because I'm like, oh, okay. Because
they're making the effort.
They're making the effort, and that causes me to then make the effort.
Yeah.
But in reality, I'm not messaging most people back.
Okay, or yeah, fair.
Even in the first instance.
Yeah. Oh, I won't take offence next time then.
No, you definitely shouldn't.
No, I was going to... So, on that note, actually, we have one of your exes calling in today.
Oh,
now.
Can you imagine? Oh,
so
my God.
We've got we've made a pact before this that there will be no call-ins from any exes.
Yeah.
But what I did do is I put a poll out on Instagram to see what people thought about being friends with your exes. And there is 61% of people that says you can be friends with your ex or you, it's okay to stay friends. And only 39% think it's wrong.
That's weird. I thought it would be much more the other way.
I would have thought that it would have been like mad. My brother actually replied to that story and put, absolutely not. All exes are crazy and that's a fact.
What were you going to say about your brother?
Oh, so this is completely off topic.
Yeah, go on.
So my brother, last week or the week before, he did this thing on Woucher and he was like buzzing. He was like, you spend a tenner and you get a surprise a gift from their technology section.
Mm.
It could be an iPad, it could be an iPhone, it could be all this. And it's like a value of up to whatever, like £1,000.
Yeah.
And he was buzzing and really excited to do it. And then we're like, mate, it's a scam. Like, you're not going to get what you think you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're going to get something crap. And he's like, no. He's like, I bet you I'm going to get this. And he listed off these things that he got. And then what he's got is over there somewhere. But he got a USB selfie stick.
Wow. Worth.
And he spent
£1.99. Do you know what I mean? You get from Poundland. You can genuinely get selfie sticks in Poundland. You know that? That's embarrassing. Oh, wow. This is actually it.
That's it. The geezer spent a tenner on that.
So he was a £10 to enter the competition?
£10 to enter the competition. That's what he won. Well, everyone wins something.
Oh, yeah, I'd be writing to them. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That's an absolute fucking liberty.
So Paul and Dave, who's out there with like the iPad. Yeah. He took it from an absolute mug, mate. And he was buzzing. Don't.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even get me started on that guy. He's a joker. I'm trying to think of my brother's exes, and he's not friends with them either.
No.
It's a weird thing. It is a weird, weird thing.
Do you know what's kind of weird?
What?
I don't know if I feel a bit bad about saying this, but hopefully my ex-girlfriend doesn't listen or whatever. Like I said, she's got on with her life. She's married, kids. I doubt she's been listening to my podcast.
Yeah, but okay.
I'm still friends with my ex's entire family.
Okay.
Because...
That's such an interesting
thing. The town that I'm from, small town, and I met all of my ex's family and became close with my ex's family through Christmases, birthdays. On top of that, I actually knew my ex's family before I knew my ex because we went to school together.
Oh, okay.
So her cousins, her aunts, her nan.
Mad.
Her entire... I still see them regularly.
Jeez, man, that's heavy.
But she's never there. I don't know if that's because I'm there.
Yeah. Now that's a whole new topic in itself. So that situation you have is exactly the situation my parents have with my ex, I think, is that they've spoken to her a handful of times after we've broken up.
Yeah.
Just like my mum's got a message like, oh, happy birthday or whatever, or happy Valentine's or whatever. She's probably not Valentine's, that'd be inappropriate. Like Christmas, I mean. So she's like messages him and that. But she's never once spoken to me. I think she did once when, unfortunately, she had a bereavement in her family or whatever. But other than that, it's mad.
Yeah, it's
so how do you feel about that? How do you feel about
I feel bad because...
Don't, you shouldn't.
Though. No, because it's her family. They're my friends, but it's her family.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe she's distanced herself from her own family because of the fact that her family have decided to continue to have me in their lives. So I always feel bad about that because she seemingly was more present at family events when we were together.
Yeah.
But she's not so much present there anymore at family events.
Wow.
And I am still there.
Jeez, man, that's pretty heavy.
So I'm talking New Year's and
you're just tipping up at her house at New Year's and she's she's not
okay,
there.
Let me just break down the situation as well. My best friend in the world married her cousin, which made it even more difficult because then obviously I had another tie to the family.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that I actually had personal relationships with them all anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So here's a question. You've got two brothers.
Mm.
I've got one brother.
Mm.
If your brother, and it works both ways, if your brother had split up with a girl and that you were kind of on a vibe with and he had said, it's absolutely fine for you to crack on and he wouldn't feel bad, would you do it?
No.
Same.
No.
I'm the same. It's an awkward one, isn't it?
Because
my brother has dated some bangers. What?
Don't say her name. The girl that I'm seeing right now.
Oh, yeah. What, if your best mate, knows her or whatever, and, well, yeah.
Yeah, that is...
That's mad. That is a mad story. I think the fact, with your current situation, your current story, the mad thing is how far-fetched the connection could possibly have been.
Mm.
And then suddenly it's oh.
Yeah, it's tricky, man. I don't know. I kind of explained it before, but... The situation, the weirdest thing is I think I slated her on the previous podcast.
You did, yeah.
But this particular person, she's an absolutely lovely girl, amazing girl. And we get on very well. And I would say I'm definitely still single, but I'm not
100%
single. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's just say he bopped his way into the room today, a little spring in his step. He had a Macca's in one hand, listening to some good tunes. He's on a vibe at the moment.
Yeah, man's on a vibe. But this girl's lovely. We've been hanging out quite a bit as well. And but the way we found each other or started speaking was through my best friend who was actually speaking to her romantically. And that came to a head. To be fair, the reason they stopped speaking romantically was not because of me. It was because of something that he did.
Yeah.
So,
and also the thing with you is you're not going to just, everyone knows this who's listening, you're not going to just waltz around and be trying to deceive anyone or whatever. You're just going to come out and just say how it is. You were just, I presume, like, what's going on here? Is anything going on? This is weird. Stop. You got to stop doing that, and you've got to stop doing if anything's going to happen between us. You know what I mean?
But that's a perfect example because of the situation, the fact that I felt funny about it. I spoke openly about it and I slandered her all over the
podcast.
Yeah. Because that's how I felt about it. People don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to be forthcoming about how I feel about things or towards people, because I feel like I'm very upfront.
100%. So would you deduce that you would be okay dating like your best friend or your brother's ex if they said it, you was absolutely fine?
Would I be nah, man, that's different. Okay, so no, because that's very much different. This particular girl and my friend were just talking. They never actually physically met ever.
Okay,
that's, I think, well, when different. Someone's been in a relationship with someone else, that's very much different. Like, there's no, you can't do that. It's different. Like, it's no way for me.
I would say 50 reasons why it would be awkward if you were dating your family or your best friend's ex. Every time you're in that situation, every time you're at Christmas, anytime you're at home, whatever.
And the way I see it, it's like, how many millions, literally billions, in fact, people are there on the planet now, and you have to date the one, the one person that your family or friend has dated. Why?
Yeah.
There's literally billions of other people you could have chosen.
Yeah.
Literally.
And it's mad to think as well that now we're older and we've like branched out. Like, I bet when you were younger, Crawley, you knew like every girl in Crawley. Yeah. And you were like, this is my pool to choose from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had the same. I was living in a tiny village. I was like, well, it's got to be one of these four. If they don't fancy me, I'm fucked right now. These four girls.
These eight boobs.
Yeah. There's eight boobs here to choose from. So I only had four girls to choose from, man, and I was bummed because none of them fancied me growing up. I was a proper little nerd.
It's so true though, that small town like mentality growing up. You think, this is my entire world, and if it doesn't work for me here, it will never work for me.
Is any of your friends still in that situation? A few of mine
I feel like all of my friends, no disrespect to you, but I feel like all of my friends, they've not settled, obviously, because their wives are amazing, and I, you know, love them to pieces, and their kids are great.
Wait. Were you about to say they've just settled for like?
No. It's not what I'm saying. But I feel like they, for me personally, the idea of picking or settling down early, and I feel like it's not. I appreciate it's each to their own, and some people want to settle down early. That's what they want to do. But I felt like I had a lot more exploring to do.
Yeah.
Whether that's within myself, different areas, different places, people, all sorts.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of my friends, and I think that's true to most small towns. Like people get married to people that live in their town or the next town along or really close by and they settle down quick. And I feel like most of my friends did that.
Yeah.
All of my best friends did that.
Same. Sure. Any of my friends that are married, I'm like, you know what I mean? It's the people that don't leave the town always end up settling, getting a house, getting kids.
Yeah.
And originally when they were like buying a house and stuff, I was like, shit, I'm way behind.
Yeah, same.
I was freaking out. And now they're settled down and got kids. I'm like, jump on, mate. You know what I mean? I'm going to the opening of Hard Rock Cafe, mate. doing random stuff in London. It's weird. Each to their own, though.
Yeah, like, 100%.
Massive respect if you're able to be mid-20s.
But the craziest thing is, I'm not sure if it was something that I want. I do want that. I do want to settle down, but I'm very scared of making the wrong decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not scared of commitment in any way, shape or form. Definitely not.
But that is commitment.
I'm just very conscious of making the right decision for the right reasons.
I think with the decision as well, you've got to bear in mind, it's like when you get a job, people see getting a job as like, oh, it's a simple thing. So my brother's just been traveling. I'm like, James, if you start work now, it's very unlikely you will stop working. Mm. Doesn't matter where you work, you'll stop working to live until you're like 65.
Mm.
It's same with like getting settling down. It's like, if you marry this girl, you should probably, unless you want a lot of hassle in your life,
be with her for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Which is, that's what I struggle with. But even with something like a job, at least you could change your job. If you, if you're like, after 10 years, you're like, mate, this is dog shit. I hate getting up on a Monday morning to go to work. You can find a new job that you enjoy a little bit more.
True.
But I feel like when you've made that commitment to date the person, it's a bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to put the other person through a breakup, especially if they're happy in the situation.
100%.
And it's just, that's what scares me. I'm not scared of commitment. I'm scared of making the wrong decision for both of our sake. Because then I've wasted time, you've wasted time.
Yeah.
You're upset, or, well, or maybe I'm upset because you broke up with me, depending on the situation. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know, which is why I prefer to stay single, because it's less hassle for everyone involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We enjoy our time together. If that's what happens, you go your way, I go my way. What
kind I like of thing? That. Yeah, I see what you mean there. Because the thing is, you don't want to be 50 years old and then break up with someone.
Yeah.
Because
like, people
like,
be married for like 40 years, got like four kids, and then they have a divorce. Like, what is that?
Because then if you are lucky enough to be 50 and find someone else you like, they're going to have a lot of baggage as well. Like life.
Literally.
50 years. Yeah, they're going to be carrying.
Baggy, saggy titties and everything. Everything's going to be baggy. He's going to have a saggy, baggy ball bag. She's going to have a saggy, baggy titties.
Saggy, baggy ball bag, mate.
Oh, everything's going to be baggy. Everything's going to be saggy.
If I had a saggy ball bag, I'd want to get a reduction. I don't want my... I was listening to another podcast the other day. They were talking about having a saggy ball bag, doing things doggy style. His ball bag was like hitting his bum and then hitting her belly.
Hitting his disgusting bum.
I know, mate. It was fucking funny, though.
Yeah.
That's mad as well. Well, I was about to say something before we got into the saggy baggy ball bag.
You said if you're lucky enough to find someone at 50.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to find someone at 50, you're going to have like baggage. Loads of baggage. But I think what you were saying about easier for everyone involved, I think if your breakup is mutual or even based on the fact that you have fallen out of love or whatever, and you both feel that way and you can understand each other, there's no harm in being friends. That's fine. I think if you've got the messiest breakup ever, you both find new partners and then you're friends, I think that for me would be a bit of a red flag, because I'd be like, you've just slagged him off to me for like the last 2 years and now suddenly he's slid back into your life and you want to meet up for drinks and that. That would be a bit like, because I feel like those relationships are full of like passion and fire and like madness, and at any point it could just...
Oh,
here he is, Woucher Man himself. My brother's just waltzed into the room mid-podcast. I feel that those relationships that are fueled by like passion, fire, and like...
Yeah, but they're the fun ones. They are the fun
ones,
but they're the most volatile. So they'll be together a minute, not together, which is... Yeah, anyway, I've gone into enough personal details about my relationships.
Yeah.
But I've been in those sort of relationships before and it felt like we were breaking up every other week.
Really?
Like literally. And after a long time of this stuff, you just like, I can't actually physically handle this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, can't do it.
I feel that even if you've been broken up for like a few months or 6 months or whatever, in those relationships, you could meet up again.
Yeah.
And suddenly...
And it's back because it's
you're back there. 100%. Saggy ball bag just going at
100%.
It,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they're the most fun ones, but they're the most grueling ones. They take the biggest toll on you.
Dangerous.
Physically. Yeah. You've always got that little thing with that person.
I feel that you... So I feel like from knowing you for the last few months, I feel that you would... be more likely to have one of those relationships because you're fueled by a lot of passion and fire yourself. You know what I mean? You're like straight talking.
Mm.
You react to things as we saw.
Mm.
Like you are driven by your passions and like the gym and fitness and all that stuff. I reckon if you got a fitness chick, if you and like some mad fitness chick who is like, she just deadlifts like mad way, you two hooked up and fell out.
Yeah.
That would be like... fueling the fire, mate.
I feel like I respond to the people who are the most direct, and yeah, for that reason, I find myself in similar situations, in probably a few situations like that where I've got a fiery thing with that person.
Must be good though. Breakup sex.
Yeah.
Or makeup, I mean. I mean,
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that breakup sex is a thing. I don't know. bye-bye. I'd like to end our relationship with you. See you later.
Just before you leave, just before you grab that coat, could you come and sit beside me on the bed?
Yeah,
I know you're crying, but if you could just wipe your tears for just one moment.
You're crying, but I kind of like that. So just get weird. I'm sorry. On that note, Dan, where can they find you?
We should say
where we sit.
Yeah, we've got to clear it up, man. Sorry. What's cracking?
You throw me off today with all sorts of different stuff. Where would you sit on this?
The fence? Am I on the... Not on the fence, or am I on the fence? I feel like I don't think it's a negative thing to be friends with your exes. If everyone's respectful in the situation, i.e. the ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend is respectful, your partner is respectful, and you're respectful of their relationship together, then I don't see why people can't be friends.
Makes sense.
In my opinion.
And I think for me, I would agree with you there. I think as long as both sides are respectful of each other's ailments, so the ex is respectful that you are the new guy on the block and you've got to deal with whatever their relationship is, and you're respectful of him and don't rub it in his face or whatever when you meet them and all that kind of stuff, I think there's no harm in being friends with him. Everyone should be friends. Bring positivity. Try and like lose the negativity in your life. If that is a negativity, that's not really, unless your ex is likely to cheat on you. But they're...
Yeah, like we touched on, I think it all comes down to the circumstance of the breakup as well.
Yeah.
But if there's disrespect and that's what caused the breakup, the likelihood is you're probably not going to be friends with that ex.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to be friends with that ex.
Yeah.
And if you do, you probably have to question why.
Yeah. Yeah, true. True. If you stay friends with your ex after you've had like a mad disrespectful breakup, then you're a bit muggy, you know what I mean? That's a bit... unless you can forgive them after years.
Which is, you can forgive, but you don't have to invite the person back into your life. They're two very different things.
Like
I feel like people always, they're like, oh yeah, but I've forgiven them. Okay, cool. But you don't have to be around that person. I can forgive someone and be like, okay, cool. But you do remember, I do realize that you did disrespect me. So I've forgiven you. There's no malice in my heart towards you. We're fine. We're amicable. We're cool. But I can't put you back in the same position you were in my life, because you've already disrespected me once, and I'm not foolish.
Yeah. Mate, post-traumatic stress disorder just kicked in for me then. I was like, Jesus, I've heard him say this before, I swear.
Flashbacks.
Mate, so where can they find you, man?
So my Instagram is Danagram, DanaGram _ at the end. Same with the Twitter, exact same. And where else am I? Facebook. You can type in Dan Mosaku. You will find me on my Facebook page.
And they can also find you next week at a
live show. Yeah. I feel like we should have plugged that way earlier.
I know. This is going to come out like the day before. And they're going to be like, tomorrow in London.
Yeah, no. So we've got a live podcast show. We recently changed the venue to Shoreditch. It is going to be lit. We've got comedies, we've got Q&As, we've got meet and greets, we've got surprise guests, but they're not really very much of a surprise because it's Freddie and Sean, but it's going to be sick though. I'm actually going to be it's going to be banging.
I'm buzzing as well. Like, I don't know what to expect. We're just going to throw ourselves in there, just give it a good old go and see what happens, because that's all we can do, right? We just got to go in there.
If all else fails, I'll just get naked.
Yeah, I'm gonna call that. I'm gonna say that on the night as well.
I'll just get naked on stage and be like, do you know what I mean?
I'll be like, okay, yeah, peace, guys. See you later. Imagine just silent, just Dan naked at the front, absolute silence. Oh man, and my brother's gonna be on the door, so say hello to him and take the piss out of him for a shit purchase. All right, guys, peace out.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.